Welcome back to Super Tuesday Recap. It's your host Chris and Deepom here, and we are here to review Season 7, Episode 7 of Arrow, the Slabside Redemption. Oliver makes a choice that will affect his entire life as well as the lives of everyone he cares about. Not really, he just takes on a prison break and beats the fuck out of, actually, he gets
everyone.
Well, he beats the fuck out of everyone. He does get his ass beat by Diaz, but gets the upper hand at the end. But, yeah, man, you know, we've been seeing most of the season has been kind of splitting between Oliver and what's happening outside of prison and things like that. This episode did not do that. This episode was like, all right, it's going to be Oliver's last time in prison, so let's make sure he goes out with a bang and take care of everything. And
one of the things I really liked from the jump of this episode was they give you the framing. It's 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you up front, you got 6 hours to get out of here. Stay, dude, supposed to fucking do, and of course he doesn't.
Well, here's the thing. I thought that they were going to do the whole thing because we found last week with, by the way, told not to trust Stanley. Stanley is a serial killer.
So we'll talk about Stanley later. You're not going to talk about Stanley later.
Okay, but
because you and I both played Tall Tale Batman.
Yes. So the thing about I thought that he was going to, the whole thing, well, the thing was going to make him stay in prison was going to be him trying to prove that Turner was innocent and that Stanley did it, right? I thought that was going to be the thing that the decision, because just reading the synopsis of like, oh, Oliver's going to turn down getting out of prison until he can prove that. Oh, that's the way we're going. And they did not go that way, thankfully. No. They went the way of course, Diaz has control of everything, and of course, Diaz paid off the guards bringing him to the prison, and he basically decides he's going to kill Oliver in prison and burn the entire prison down with them all inside. And
well, I love how like you and I both were kind of like, oh, maybe he's going to. No, of course this is going to be Diaz trying to kill Oliver because we've seen the links to go to settle a childhood beef.
Right.
Like we saw that shit last season. You and I should have known better, but I was with you. I was like, oh, the shit with this guy, this murderous little serial killer. Nope. This is about Ricardo Diaz trying to burn down the world to kill Oliver Queen.
Yeah. And it's fantastic.
Like, oh, as you can say, here for it.
Listen, when Oliver punched that one guard in the stomach, I felt it. It's like, yo. I was like, oh my God. It's just like, listen, guys. Like, I know you guys think that because you're the prison guards and he's inmate 4587, that you guys have control and power over here. I get that. But when Oliver gets really upset and is like, I'm going to go through this and do this with or without you, at that point, like, I was really hoping that the guard would be like, you know what? You're right. Go ahead and do what you got to do. Because Oliver, he gave them a warning. He was like, listen, I'm gonna leave this room. You either with me or you're against me with this. And
Oliver said, you don't want this smoke, and I am Mr. Chimney. Please don't do this to yourselves. And what did they do? It to themselves.
They did it to themselves. But also like the idea that, you know, Oliver comes back and he saves him. It's like, listen, I'm not trying, you know, you don't understand. And I get this because it wasn't the federal prison system. They didn't understand how dangerous Diaz was. And they didn't understand that if Diaz is in the prison, like, you guys have problems. And boy, did they. Because
all the problems.
Yeah. Like all the problems. And again, you're just reminded that Oliver, like, first of all, Oliver turning into MacGyver. It's like, wait, so he could have gotten out of prison at any point. Like, again, reminding you that at any point, Oliver could have left his cell and left prison at any point he wanted to. But he was trying to do the right thing. And I made mentions before, and I've been kind of dancing around it in the other reviews we did today, is the Arrowverse shows, they see what other people do on their network, they try certain things, and if they don't work, they always come back and they try to do them better the next time. And I get what people going, oh, I can't believe they left Oliver in prison for 7 episodes, right? And oh, he's not even put on the Green Arrow costume, and newsflash, he probably won't put it on next week either. But when they did this with Barry, it didn't work because when they did it, it was really to advance the story with Ralph, right? And to show, okay, well, we'll get Ralph together and do this stuff. It really didn't have a lot of advancement for Barry's story. Oliver's time in prison was completely opposite. Yeah, they allow the team outside to kind of grow, and you can kind of see that you get the different relationships forming. You get, you know, everybody being competent outside of prison without Oliver. That's great. You know, that's a great thing. But if they only did that part, then his time in jail kind of felt like undeserved, kind of like what Barry's did, where you only develop half the story. Here, you develop Oliver's story inside of prison. You have these moments when he's talking to Turner, and he's like, you know, hey, look, the old Green Arrow kind of sucked. You like, you only saw things in black and white. Now you realize there's gray out there. You now realize that there's things that are, it's not black and white. It's not ones and zeros. There's a gray area in here where people can operate. And so now you're going out there, and it's something we've been bringing up this entire season. It's like, Oliver's going to come out here a better hero, having gone through this and understood this. Whereas when Barry came out of prison, it was like, okay, Barry's out of prison. Did he really, was there anything really that he learned or he did? Because one, he wasn't in there long. And two, you know, nothing really happened from it, right? Here, you see, like, Oliver basically went into prison and saw the gray areas. He saw that, you know, Stanley comes off as this innocent little guy who, you know, maybe did tax fraud and is getting beat up is actually a serial killer. You know, that, you have, you're sending prisoners to prison, and they're being experimented on against their will. Some of them even dying secretly. You know,
the fastest prison reform of all time.
Right, right. You know, you have Turner, you know, who, again, it was a bad guy, but you forget. It's like, wait, he did save Lila's life. Like, he has been kind of a, you know, there's a gray area. Maybe he did, you know, change. Maybe he is a better guy. So, like, maybe he can be a hero or be a better person. Give him that chance. So Oliver got to see and not just see it, but experience it firsthand, you know? And so him coming out now, he should be a better hero, having known with this new information coming out there. And so I think that this, well, yeah, it took 7 episodes. It was a productive 7 episodes that shows you everything. You've got the advancement of the DS storyline. You've got an advancement of the character outside of prison, but then you also got character development of Oliver Queen himself, which I think was necessary. You know, and it'll bring us closer to the Oliver Queen from the comic books, where he's understanding the justice. Justice is a big part of that, but it's not the Batman justice. It's the, hey, you know, this criminal justice is wrong. It's literally like, honestly, and it's so funny that the Green Arrow book didn't get heat for this. Oliver Queen is a social justice warrior. He literally is.
He's liberal Batman.
Absolutely. Yes, liberal Batman. And, you know, all the things people talk about, you know, well, shouldn't Bruce be putting his money towards this? Like, Oliver Queen does that. That's what Oliver Queen does. And so coming out of here, we might be able to get, we might not get that 100% Green Arrow and Oliver Queen, but we should get something more than that, because clearly they spent a lot of time developing his character to change him and reform him to be something different when he comes out of this prison. And his time in this prison was way different than any other time he spent in any kind of prison on the island or any kind of things he's gone through in those 5 years, where he's, you know, he's learned some really valuable lessons here. And I'm really looking forward to what they do going forward with this, because I think that it was really, really necessary for the character to change and give us something new coming out in the rest of the season. So
yeah, This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. We want to see a show push character and make your character grow. This is what happens. This is what we get, and I'm happy for it. And people have left Arrow and come back Arrow, and if they don't love Arrow, Renee is still alive. I hate to report that. But I happy to report the show has found a new high. Like, this may be, we'll have to talk about the end of the season, but first 9 episodes, this is the highest I've been on an Arrow season in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where it's going forward. Here's the thing: if Diaz is dead, because I don't know, you know.
Okay, do we think Diaz is dead?
I don't. I'm going with no.
Fuck and no.
I'm going with no, because one,
they've done such a great job of building. Maybe a fucking shame to kill him like that.
Exactly, and that's why I'm saying it's like I'm going with no, because he's actually become a really, really great villain. Like, he is evil as shit, doesn't give a fuck.
I feel bad for Kirk Alvesedo, man, because he can never play the romantic lead in the comedy ever. Like,
he's always the bad white guy. It's like, it's just what it is. It's like,
yo, his resume just says asshole. Right. And it's a headshot. And you're like, all right, you do it.
Right. And you're right. I don't think he's dead. Because remember, I mean, we've seen them build him when whatever he was injecting himself that made him stronger. It's like, mm-hmm. He even said to Oliver,
he dared Felicity to shoot him.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think he's dead. I don't think he can die right now. This is not the same Ricardo Diaz we had last season. And like you said, this is a great thing. It's like, we're getting a continuation of Ricardo Diaz. Because we said this last season, it was like, when they revealed him being the real, like, villain of the season, we're like, it's kind of a shame, though, because, like, he's really, really good, but like it's the end of the season and we know we're gonna get a new villain. And then they're like, well, maybe not. We're going to keep bringing him back. And I'm like, whoa, okay. You know what? You're on something here, because carrying him over from last season, you now have this entire, you know, this entire story arc with this character. And it's like, yo, he just has it out for Oliver and he doesn't give a shit. And then, like you said, going back to him, you know, burning alive that dude from his childhood, you know, he carries fucking grudges.
He holds a fucking grudge, man.
He's like, hey, dude, let it go. And he does not understand that. So, yeah, like, Diaz is dangerous, and we still don't know what he was doing with the Longbow Hunters outside of that. Like, what was his overall... Because it wasn't all just about, you know, destroying Oliver Queen. He wanted to destroy... Remember,
it was about... Because he had the plan of both the city too. Like, yeah, no, like, there's other things that have been happening.
Like,
this is a great episode because it made us focus on Ollie, but there's a lot of shit that he's about to step back into, including replacement value Green Arrow.
Right. But like when Diaz was talking to Brick, he was saying, it's like, I had a whole plan for the city. I had a whole plan for taking over everything, and Oliver Queen ruined that. So yes, his whole thing is one to make Oliver suffer. That's something we got to realize. It's not just to kill Oliver Queen. And I think that's the thing that made him so good, is that, no. Like, killing you, that's easy. I can just kill you. That's what everybody comes
easy
to.
Money.
I want to torture you. I want to make you suffer. This whole thing about, like I knew Oliver was going to turn around on him in that cell cup. I was like, yo, you're talking about Felicity too much. You're talking about his family. Like, that's a sticking point for Oliver. Like, you can't do that, right? But that's what he's going to come after. He's going to come after Felicity. He's going to come after William. That is his whole thing. And it's just I really like how they've done that and how they did it. And then also showing you that, you know, Oliver is the hero, him going out and saving those guards, the same guards that he beat up earlier, but, you know, saving them and showing us, like, listen, I'm here because, like, this is what I do. I'm, you know, I'm Oliver Queen and I'm a hero, and bringing Turner with him. And then Turner going back to his cell, and Oliver promises him, is like, listen, I'm going to help you, you know, talk to Argus, and we'll get you out of here. Which, again, it kind of reminds me of the same thing they did with Legend of Tomorrow with Nora. You know, Nora's a bad person. She needed to be locked up. And then here you're like, whoa, wait a minute, you know, maybe she can help in the long run. And same thing with Turner. Like, wait, he can maybe help in the long run, whatever's coming down the pike. Because I think there's something large coming down. Like, Oliver's going to come back in to... Like, what does Oliver do when he comes out of prison now? Like, the new Green Arrow running around, sure. That means he doesn't have to do it. Everybody knows. Other thing, too, is everybody knows who Oliver Queen is. Everybody knows Oliver is the Green Arrow, or was the Green Arrow.
Sure.
So this whole new dynamic, now that he's out of prison, is going to be interesting. Like, I'm really looking forward to what they do going forward with this. Like, if he ever puts the costume back on, people are going to know it's Oliver Queen. So, because he went to jail for it. Like, so what do we do?
Well, okay, also, the arrow floating around.
Right. And the other arrow floating around, whoever he is. So I don't know. I really, really enjoyed this episode and how they did it. And just bringing there. Even Diaz in the speech brought up the dehumanized nation of prison. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going back to prison. I'm not dying in prison. But then his speech he gave to the other prisoners about how, hey, look what these guards do to you. They experiment on you. They do all this stuff. And I'm like, he's not wrong. Again, not villain agenda. I'm just stating that he was not wrong.
He was stating a factual statement, correct?
I'm stating a factual statement that the conditions in prison are horrendous and dehumanizing. I am not saying that Diaz was right. I am not saying that. I'm just saying that the facts are the facts, okay? I just want to get that out there so you're not trying to replace me as your co-host on the show. But it's like, again, having seen all that stuff and come out, I think we're going to see the great era that we want and deserve. And it's better for everybody, you know, and they just did a great job. I love how they, here's the thing, you get a scene, and we brought this up. You did it during your rant of about Titans and a mailbag, right? You know, they Dick Grayson blows up. They blow up a, what was a hospital or something? Like that?
An asylum.
An asylum. They blow up an asylum and people die and they're fighting cops and stuff like that. Here, Oliver beats up a bunch of prison guards. The prison gets burned. But what do you see always happening? Saving people.
Yo, at the end, that same prison guard he hit in the chest thanked him.
I'm just.
You can do it. You should do it. Yeah, I'm not gonna get into it. I haven't.
But
Titans is out, and I brought myself off yet.
But this is why I had to bring it up, because I'm like, yo, I don't understand. Like, how do you like Titans, but Arrow is literally doing what Titans does, but better and not ruining the characters? Like, it's just okay. So they don't say fuck every five minutes, and there's not enough blood. Like, okay, but like the fight scenes are shot better. You know, like think, yo. I love Michael Jai White because he has Michael Jai White.
You now have a definitive answer of how many League of Assassins alumni does it take to reclaim a cell block? The answer is two. That's all I can think about. I was like, huh, that's the answer to that question.
Yo, Michael Jai White has the, like, so Steven Seagal, when he do his martial arts, I call it the lazy martial arts, where he just, like, he doesn't move. He has no head movement. He just, like, moves his arms and fucks people up, right? But you're like, it just, I don't think that's because of choreography, right? Michael Jai White does the same thing, but he's like a Terminator where you're like, oh, no. He's doing that because he's disrespectful of you?
Oh, no, that's a note I have right here. I said, Oliver's probably a better fighter, but Ben Turner's efficiency ratings on this, like, wasted movement is zero. Like, he's perfect. Like, he only moves to hurt you.
I'm watching him, like, he kept the same pace as he was walking.
Why would I break stride? That's the question. Why would I break stride?
Like, I would just
over,
like,
this shit? Nah, bro. It's the wrong one.
Light work, yo. Light work. Like,
the lightest work.
Michael Jai White is, to me, the most disrespectful actor fighter I've ever seen.
I felt bad for every extra. And I know the check cleared, but you'll never work again. You look like such a punk just getting, whew. Maybe you can be someone, the back of someone's head, because you can never be in a fight scene.
Right.
Like, you saw what Michael Jai White did to you, disrespectful ass motherfucker. Woo!
At one point, he blocks somebody and then he slams her head into the cement wall. And I'm like,
because he didn't even stop. Like, he didn't slow down. He did one deft ass spin move, slam that man's head into the wall.
I kept walking.
And I was like, well, you shouldn't have gotten in his way. I feel like this is on everyone who got in his way.
Why was your face in the way of his hands? Like, you just get out of that man's way. It's just like, you're right. No. Ben Turner is the way more disrespectful of the fighters. Like, if you had a choice between...
Yeah, okay. He's just dismissive. It's like, it's not even a fight. It's you're in my... You're literally in my way. It's not... I'm not here to fight you. All of you's like, I'm going to fight you. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to subdue you. Ben Turner's all like... I just don't want you in my way anymore.
So I'm going to hurt you as fast as possible.
So I'm going to move you, and I'm going to ensure the fact that you're not going to move after I move you.
Like, again, so if you had a choice between getting beat up by Oliver Queen or Ben Turner, the answer is Oliver Queen?
I take Ben Turner. Shit's over quick.
True.
I'll wake up confused. But with Ollie, I feel like I'm going to sit there and get my ass kicked for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, you're going to be in the ice bath.
Ben is just like... The fuck was that?
Right.
Next day, infirmary somewhere.
Right. Just what? No. Yeah.
You don't fight Ben Turner. You come to later.
Right.
Oliver gives you that hope.
What happened? You were in a fight with Ben Turner. Was it a fight though? Was it?
Word. Was I?
Was I? Kind of feel like
can
I
we,
just.
Can we define fight? Fight sounds like two parties.
Right.
I feel like I was fought.
Right. I feel like I was knocked unconscious against my will.
I've been fought upon. I don't believe I did any fighting.
Oh man, yo, and I like the fact that like Oliver at one point when he first fought Brick and Samson, when Ben came in, he just let him go because he was like he cut the femoral artery of Samson. Was just like, listen, you're gonna bleed out in 6 minutes, so dude, just go.
Got about six, bro.
Just go. And then Brick was just told, he was like, guys, just go. I don't have time for this. I gotta go find Diaz. Like, you guys are really slowing me down here, so let's not go. Also, gotta pull out the idea that or bring up the idea that Oliver really did beat up a bunch of people with a stack of soda cans.
Michelle Obama said they were bad for you. That's what I heard.
But the funny thing is they made that comment in the show, and Turner was like, yo, I mean, I know these are bad for you, but you really think you can beat up, you really think you're gonna stop Diaz with some soda cans? We're gonna find out. I'm like, yeah, what is he gonna do? Is he gonna like create smoke bombs or something like that? Now someone put him in the sack. I was like, he's not. I was like, yo, he's not gonna do the Homie the Clown thing.
All I could think of was Hobo Arrow from Kevin Smith's when he brought back Oliver Queen, and he's doing the makeshift bow and arrow. He's got like bleach bottles tied to arrows. I was like, he's gonna tie these to a fucking arrows, and we're gonna see some soda can arrows, and that's gonna be the shit. I was like, nope, he's gonna beat you down with them. That's okay. That's a little. I was going for a little more art. Going for violence.
I thought the same thing. I thought he's gonna make a makeshift arrow. He's gonna do all this stuff, and no, it was a sack of soda cans.
Just bludgeoning tools. I love it because they said that to like, oh, he's gonna be creative and MacGyver. He just MacGyvered out of a jail cell.
No, he did. I was like, yo, he had a fucking. Like,
nah, it's just a bludgeoning weapon.
Right. It was like basically Oliver had a to go pack in his jail cell.
Why do you have a sack of cans? Because I couldn't find a sack of rocks. Fair enough. Jesus Christ.
Like, what are we doing here? He was like, yo, I'm gonna get weapons, all right? We're gonna get some weapons. And it was a sack of soda cans. I'm like,
He's gonna come back with a vending machine and a bunch of quarters.
Right.
What are you doing? Getting weapons. What are you talking about?
Man, that's a story to tell your kids. It's like, yo, I got beat up. What happened? Oliver Queen beat me up. Oh, man, that kind of sucks. What did he beat up with? A sack of soda cans?
Coke Zero.
Right.
That's a marketing opportunity right there. Coke Zero. It's cantastic. Hire me.
Leaves half the marks of regular Coke.
Yo, and no sugar.
No sugar. Hey, you know. You might die from bleeding now, but you're not going to die from diabetes. Hey,
you're not going to die of right. Diabetes.
Yes. Oh, God. Like, I'm sorry, yo.
Blunt force trauma via can, maybe.
I'm sorry. I just watch Arrow too much that now. I just get this well of pride in me anytime somebody thinks they're going to fight Oliver Queen. And I can just see him. I see him get this look in his face. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Like, when he stood there in front of those guards, and I was just like, oh, I literally sat up in my chair. I was like, oh, are we about to do it? Are we going to do it?
Ollie's what Jedi were supposed to be. The reluctant warrior. Just, I really don't want to do this to you. I'm asking you nicely not to make me do this to you. 5 seconds later, I asked you not to make me do that to you.
It's the only time where I victim blame. It's like, he told you he didn't hit you.
No, this isn't victim blaming. This is assigning blame. This is directly assigning whose fault it is that you're bleeding from the face, neck, and chest. Your own fault.
What have we learned?
He told you not to do it.
What have we learned? We do not.
What can we go for? How can we make sure this doesn't happen in the future?
Yes, yes. Oh, so we do not fuck with Oliver Queen. Thank you. Okay. Lesson learned. Class dismissed. Just, oh, man. All
there right. There is no homework for your weekends.
Right. Just, oh. Like I said, I'm really looking forward next week to see what happens with Oliver now that he's out of prison. And because it's like, everybody knows. Like, everybody knows. So how do we go forward?
Okay, also, Oliver walking out of prison, couldn't you grab a towel on the way out? Like, grab a bath? Like, grab a shower? I've seen enough movies where they give you back your clothes and shit. He just walked out like, enough of that shit. Like, there's no paperwork?
I mean,
like, is Oliver a fugitive now?
So here's the thing.
You had 12 minutes left on your clock. 4, 5, 7, 1. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's not discharge protocol.
At this point, though, I think when you save the prison and all the prisoners and guards, you're allowed to walk out. Like, I think no one knows.
They cut communications.
No, but everybody in the prison knows. And so
the guards are vouch for him. Right.
Yeah, the guards are like, oh, that's inmate 4. No. That's
Mr. Queen.
That's Mr. Queen. Right? Let Mr. Queen out to his family. All right. Like, I feel like at that point, everybody's just kind of like, Yeah,
Mr. Queen, I know you're leaving, and I know you're rich, but we did pass the hat, and here's $75 to get you on your feet.
Right. here's a bus token.
I feel like the guards could have done something like, it's on short notice, but here's an edible arrangement.
Right. I mean,
we want to thank you for keeping us alive and let us go home to our families.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. So, yeah.
We know you tried to stop us from the beginning. We should have listened. We apologize. If you ever need anything, or even wink, wink, your friend, Mr. Green Arrow, needs anything, you've got the backing of the police guards union.
All right. But again, I think that, again, we've shown that. You know, to go back to what we were saying about, hey, now everybody kind of knows who Oliver Queen is and what goes on. This shows you one aspect of, and I think it's one of the things that we've seen in, you know, in Green Arrow books and in other books too. It's like, okay, yeah, they know he's Green Arrow, but everybody's okay with it. It's like same thing we have with Barry Allen. When everybody knows that Barry Allen is the Flash, it's like everybody knows he's the Flash, but everybody's okay with it because he saved the city. Here,
no one knew. No one knows Barry Allen's the Flash. Everyone knows that Wally's the Flash.
You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, but it worked. And like here, I'm like, everybody will know, but like, he's also like, everybody now also knows the sacrifice. Because, you know, the FBI will say, oh, well, you know, he's a vigilante, he did all this stuff. And it'll be really interesting seeing how that works against the vigilante law here. Because again, you've also now have Oliver Queen coming out of prison, and you're going to have the idea that he exposed the prisoner, the prisoner abuse is there. He saved these guards. All this stuff coming out. This is while he was in prison. And then you also know all his other exploits as the Green Arrow, which were basically saving the city. So I think we're going to see the people basically. And then this goes back to, you know, the core Green Arrow. While the law might not be up for him, the people will be with him because they know what he does for them. And so I really do look forward to seeing how they tell the story going forward. And by putting him in jail for 7 episodes, you were able to tell that story. You were able to.
Well, it also helps that Walmart Green Arrow did so much good that they were talking about even before Ollie got out, we were reversing the law.
Another good point. Like, you were
able to shorthand that, because otherwise we get 5 more episodes of Ollie re-earning the public trust. And now he gets to walk into a different situation than a road that, quite honestly, we've tried with Ollie before.
And this goes back to us, the whole thing we say of showing, not telling. You showed us why the Green Arrow matters. You've shown us through these 7 episodes. This is why it wasn't. Yeah, you took Oliver off the board, but you were able to do a development with him off the board. Great. That's all we got, the combination of that with this episode. Like you said, those episodes before then, we were seeing. It's like we were seeing Renee having these kids in the Glades, and he's trying to teach them to defend themselves. And we're finding out that, the criminals are preying on these people, and the people need to defend themselves. We've seen the Green Arrow, the other Green Arrow come in. We saw that it was the town hall meeting that Dinah had with Renee there, and the people were basically like, yeah, your people are taking forever, your police take forever to get to us. You know who was there for us? The Green Arrow. You know, this new Green Arrow came out there and helped us. So you're right. So Oliver's coming out there, you're going to get this new, he's going to find this newfound respect from people going like, yo, you saved us when we weren't there. And there's somebody out there doing something now. He's doing the same thing you were doing before and helping us and making sure that we're not being taken advantage of by these criminals. So, and then we're also finding out with, you know, and I think this is what we also carry on with, the whole idea of maybe Argus being corrupt and the police being corrupt and all this other stuff. The system itself and the government's being corrupt and not being able to do what they need to do to bring the criminals to justice. You're going to see this resurgence of these vigilantes because the people are going to be behind them. So I absolutely doubt. And I think that might be tied also into the stuff we're seeing in the future with William and Dinah and everything else like that going on. So. And it could be why that future went down that way. If everybody starts thinking that, you know, right now everybody's high on the vigilantes because the vigilantes are doing the right thing, we find out they make it worse. And that's when the crackdown comes. So we'll see. I did get one email. Khalif wrote this. He says, I don't think it's Roy as a Green Arrow. It's Barrett Allen as the Elseworld Green Arrow. This arrow seems thinner than anyone else. They've already started trailers for Elseworld with Barry as Green Arrow training with Diggle. And so far in the Elseworld trailers and Federal, they haven't shown another Green Arrow beside Barry. So I agree with you on it being somebody thinner, and that's the one knock against Roy, because Roy's put on some weight. Like, Roy's been eating.
Roy's put on weight in the future. That's called. All right, I'm not doing this.
No. You're right.
By the way, I'm not letting this happen. I will not be moved. It's Roy under the hood.
Yeah, no, no, I agree with you on that one. I think the same thing. I think that they're artificially making Roy Lowe put on a little bit more weight. The reason why it'll be weird, and I don't think it can be the Barry Allen from the Elseworld, is because even though Barry is in the Elseworld, Barry is Green Arrow. It's our Barry Allen. It's our Barry. They just had their future change. So Oliver, our Oliver is, this is not like an Earth 2, Earth 3 thing. This is our characters. They just had their realities changed. So,
right.
and they know that their realities are changed. So Barry knows. Guess. Yeah.
I think we can all pretty much guess that's who it is.
You say what now?
You all pretty much guess that this is Dr. Destiny.
Right. So, but that's the thing. So it's like this can't be like an Oliver from this can't be a Barry from the Elseworld because it would basically mean it's two of the same Barrys in our time. Like you see what I'm saying? It's not the Elseworld isn't a different Earth. It's not like Crisis on Earth X where you could bring in another Barry or another Oliver and you're like, oh, Oliver versus Oliver. Okay, that makes sense. Here it's the same people. Just their realities have been changed. Their destinies have been changed, if you will. And so that's what's going on there. again, I think the obvious answer is Roy. Long shot would be, now you could bring that William from the future back here. We kind of brought that up that he's not really trained, but maybe he gets training, and that's when he comes back.
And he gets sent back via Felicity's time machine, which I know that we've done a lot of things in this show. If Felicity all of a sudden is a goddamn time machine,
like I said, I think the William thing is a really long shot, and they got to do a lot of explanation with that. Roy though makes sense because Roy has training. We've seen Roy with the arrow. We know Roy could do this kind of thing. So that would make sense. That would make a lot more sense to me. I don't think it would be interesting. I mean, if they could somehow make it a Barry Allen from the Elseworlds, I would love to see how they do it. but yeah, it's I think the idea that we don't know who it is, really. We have some solid ideas. The fact that we don't know yet, I think that's a good thing. So, was there anything else? No, I think that was it. So, you got anything else about this episode, man?
No, I love the decision to do the whole thing in the prison. It's a great decision.
Oh, yeah, entire episode in the prison. You need to end it. You need to give us one solid Oliver Queen episode and to get him out of here. And it shows us so much about what he's grown and what he does as a character. I think it was perfect. So, all right, folks, the T Public Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales are over, but T Public is having a ton of sales. So we are starting on Monday. There are a bunch of other sales going on. So $14 t-shirts, 30% off everything else in the store. Go to tpublic.com/store/mtr-network or just click on the link in the show notes. You can also get 20% off our MTR Network premium stuff. We got a lot of stuff coming out in premium, a lot of movie reviews, a lot of spoiler reviews and things coming out. So sign up for premium right now. Go to premium.mtrnetwork.net to sign up for that. And just stay tuned, folks. Got a lot of stuff coming out. And until next time, we are out of here. Peace.